Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News. President Trump this week pardoning reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who bilked the IRS and banks out of more than $30 million. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more on another pardon recently handed down that some are asking questions about.
A pardon that Donald Trump issued last month to a guy named Paul Walczak. He's a nursing home executive who was convicted of cheating on his taxes. He was about to go to prison for 18 months, about to pay a $4.4 million penalty, and whammo, came a pardon from Donald Trump. Now, what the New York Times reported is this happened just 3 weeks after his mother attended a $1 million per person fundraiser down at Mar-a-Lago.
Manitoba, Canada, declaring a state of emergency and telling 17,000 people who live there to evacuate. There are 22 active wildfires currently burning in Manitoba, the first one spotted a week ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
St. Croix Rods would like to alert you that they have been made aware of fraud attempts. There are videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions, but this is a phishing scam and is not St. Croix. The way to be eligible for real promotions and official offers is to sign up for their newsletter. Again, the videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions is false. It is not St. Croix, and those are phishing attempts. Remember, being aware of what you click on is very important, and when in doubt, always check official sources. The Park Falls Public Library has a notice. Kids should be on the lookout for Elmer the Elephant all over Park Falls this summer. Once you spot him, stop at the library for a chance to take him home at the end of the summer. This is taking place June 16th through July 25th, and once again, kids should be looking out for Elmer the Elephant, who is a multicolored patchwork elephant, all over Park Falls this summer, for a chance to take him home. Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Waters for free next weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Norm Hodgson, age 73 of Gleason, passed away on Friday, May 23rd, while at the Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Norm is survived by his wife, Mary Hodgson of Gleason, by his daughter, Jesse Schmidt of Fox Valley, Jake Hodgson of West Bend, and John Hodgson of Fox Valley, Wisconsin. Further survived by stepsons Brian Porto, Kevin Porto, and stepdaughter Teresa Hendrickson. Further survived by brother Ron Hodgson of Gleason, by grandchildren, by nephews, and his niece. Further survived by his ex-wife and mother to his children, Sue Hodgson, and by many good friends and neighbors. Funeral service for Norm will be held on Saturday, May 31st at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Merrill, with a visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at the church. Reverend David Zetto will officiate. Visitation held Friday, May 30th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Taylor Stein Wade Funeral Home located in Merrill. This has been the funeral notice for Norman Norm L. Hodgson, age 73, of Gleason. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jaire Alexander remains absent while the team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jaire back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm going to be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Phillips baseball team played their regional game yesterday up in Iron River, Wisconsin. Maple Northwestern gets the win over Phillips. 20-0 was the final, and Northwestern and Maple will move on now to round two. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles will have their game today. They will play host to Unity this afternoon. Now, Shawamigan looking to come away victorious, of course, and if they do, then they would get that same Maple Northwestern team on the road. So Shawamigan looking for a home win at Armstrong Field. The winners will play coming up on Tuesday. Other action coming up today all across all divisions in 1 through 5, including in Division 5, you've got Drummond and Webster. They will clash in Webster. Mellon, a number 5 seed, will play host to South Shore today. Bayfield is a number 13 seed. They'll travel to Luck Frederick to take on the Otters of Luck Frederick, the 4 seed. Meanwhile, Bruce, a number 3 seed, will play host to Butternut, the 14 seed. And Winter Birchwood is a number 11 seed. They'll hit the road at Prentice. They are a 6 seed. Flambeau plays host to Siren. All that in Division 4 baseball today. And in Division 2, we've got some area teams also, with Hayward getting a first-round bye. They'll await the winner of Osceola and Northland Pines. They will play today. That'll be at in Eagle River. And Medford, a 5 seed, will play host to Antigo. They are a 12 seed, and the Rhinelander baseball team, a 7 seed, will play host to Amory in action today. Around the Northwoods on the baseball side, softball will have their regional final games today. And we'll have action for you right here. We've got Phillips traveling to take on Clayton, Turtle Lake. And that'll be a 2 o'clock start. Jeff Hakenin going to pack the bags and head on to bring you that game today right here on 98Q. And then we'll follow the Phillips softball broadcast with that Shawamigan baseball game right here. Other action, Shell Lake and Hurley, they will play their game in Shell Lake. So the winners of those two games, Shell Lake, Hurley, Phillips, Clayton, Turtle Lake, they'll play in sectionals coming up on Tuesday. And all that is Division 4 softball action. Division 5, Mellon will play host to Drummond today. You got Flambeau and Northwoods Solon Springs clashing over at Northwoods Solon Springs. Number 1 seeded Thorpe also in Division 4 will be in action today, or Division 5, I should say. 5 divisions in softball. And the Lakeland softball team, after that thrilling 1-0 win in 13 innings on Tuesday, they'll travel to take on the number 1 seed Mosinee in local softball tournament action today.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice-looking Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s, just an outside chance of a shower. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, warmer with more sun than clouds, highs in the lower 80s, also a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 47.
98Q Country. This is nice. I did it. I finally reached the age where literally everything annoys me. Happened quicker than I thought. For example, my toaster. My toaster annoys me. I'll tell you why. Because it's got that little dial on the side. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get your perfect temperature of toast every time. Come on. 3, 4, 5. That is all we need. Who is using the other numbers? 1 and 2? That is not a toaster. That's a bread holder. You wouldn't buy that if you saw a commercial for it. Get the new Durasoft Bread Holder 2000. It puts your bread in, then pops it up 4 seconds later. Completely unaltered.
Oh, that sounds good.
And 6. Who was using 6? That's not a toaster. That's an incinerator.
98Q Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mama's let you boy.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. And I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park.
I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
I see her around. I'll be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up. She'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we'd play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends, and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go-around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. And it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone. She didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. It's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes and I see you sitting there with him. And I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy. But I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. The woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright.
Darius Rucker, 98Q. Top of the morning to you, Joel here. Good to have you there. And we have probably a pretty nice day today. A little bit of light rain, maybe scattered here and there, but all in all, going to turn out to be pretty good. We have a community blood drive going on today. Northwoods Community Credit Union is the location of this here in Park Falls. So you donate blood today, you're going to receive, all donors will receive a limited edition Charlie Barron's t-shirt that they're giving away over there today. That's kind of cool. So you can stop on over if you like. There are walk-ins. They always encourage, of course, people to set up appointments, but we realize sometimes you just need to walk in. So that's going on from noon to 5 today at Northwoods Community Credit Union here in Park Falls. If you do need to make an appointment, I'll give you a phone number here if my computer will cooperate with me. Don't even get me started. Here's the toll-free number, 877-232-4376, 877-232-4346. My phone is just at 4376. The credit union here in Park Falls. I'm going to set my phone over there because we're not getting along very well right now. I'm just going to set that over there. I am going to tell you that our keyword for the Brewer tickets today, we're giving away two more tickets for a week from tomorrow, Friday, June 6th, Brewers Padres. It's like a 6 o'clock first pitch. The winner for today has been notified from yesterday, the winner this morning. Well, you texted yesterday, so that one's taken care of. So the keyword today, sometime today, text us a keyword, Brewers. I told Greg Gunderson what the keyword was for today, and all he said was, really? Apparently my creative bone was not in, it just wasn't there apparently when I decided to put together all of these keywords. So, but I thought, well, if you're going to give away Brewer tickets, at some point the keyword has to be Brewers, right? So that is your keyword today. If you want to be in for the tickets, if that fits your schedule, text it to us right now through the Civic Media app. Do I need to spell it? B as in boy, B-R-E-W-E-R-S. Brewers, text that to us sometime today. We'll announce a winner tomorrow. And then tomorrow we're going to give away tickets for Saturday, June 7th. And then we'll get out of the way of the text to win stuff because starting next week it is another Scotty Summer giveaway. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Starting Monday, four times a day, we're going to have hourly winners. Some hours will be a $100 bill. Other hours will be Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets. Every time you enter, starting Monday for a two-week span, every time you enter, even if you don't win the hourly prize, you'll be in for a Wisconsin Dells area getaway or a trip to Door County. So that's coming up starting on Monday. But today, it's just, that's a statewide Civic Media thing going on. But today, it's just you and I and those Brewer tickets. So text us the keyword Brewers. And we'll see if we can make you a winner. Some interesting quotes, Mike Clemens. Every day I come in, Mike Clemens has an email with all kinds of quotes from Wisconsin athletes. It's interesting, this Xavier McKinney. He talked a little bit about the fact that, let's see, what was it? Oh, no. Jaden Reed. On ESPN, he responded to his new agent, Drew Rosenthal, who apparently called Mr. Gutekunst for the Packers right after or soon after they drafted this Matthew Golden receiver guy, and this is what they said about it.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that, you know, he said that he was going to talk to, you know, the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page. And as a new client, you know, he told me that's what he was going to do, and he did it. So now I don't know how I got out because it was supposed to be confidential, but that's how it goes sometimes. Yeah, you know, people get a different perception, and, you know, they make their own perception, which is okay. But That's how I go sometimes.
Yeah, Drew Rosenthal, he's a pretty aggressive agent, so not a big surprise in that. Josh Jacobs, the Packer running back, talked yesterday. He was asked about Jordan Love maybe needing to step up and be more of a vocal leader on the team for the coming year.
He already doing it. I think Jordan, I think he's comfortable. You know, like, and what I mean by that is, like, he understands this offense in and out. He understands defenses. So now he's at the point where he can just play and really be who he is. But he definitely has been more vocal, whether it's at practice or even in the meetings, man. If he sees something he don't like, he's speaking up. And, you know, that's something me and him also talked about, you know, just about being a guy. You know, you the quarterback. You got to be that guy. And I'm not saying that he's not that guy, because he definitely is, but just on a more vocal level. But he's definitely stepped up a lot this year. I've definitely seen a big change in that.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy, and he's trying to step forward and be a more vocal leader, whether that's in his comfort zone or not. And quarterback Caleb Williams. Now, there's a story that came out that apparently, you know, he wasn't thrilled about going to the Bears. He What is this? He says, well, at first, when he was drafted by the Bears, he was hesitant, he said, to go to Chicago. But he has been committed since. This is Caleb Williams.
And I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why, you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here, family, friends, Ryan, Kevin, you know, Fluce and Shane, all those guys that, you know, went through that, all of that process with me to get me here. But it was you know, all those things, like I said, were thoughts. But the main goal.
Oh, yeah. All right. Go on and on and on. Basically, but what he's saying is at first, yes, he cringed. But now he's in. He has to be in. He has to be contract. And the Brewers. Oh, Caleb Durbin for the Brewers on the goal of his game-winning hit for the Crew yesterday.
Goal, try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low-line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
All right, Caleb Durbin. The Brewers get their first sweep of the year. And they sit, what are they, like a game above 500 or so, something in there? So thanks to... I'm going through a couple. I should have probably previewed these a little bit. Mike Clemens sends me an email every morning. Oh, Pat Murphy. I always love a Pat Murphy quote in the morning. He talks about the sweep for the Brewers yesterday.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe. And that's a great feeling, you know, and our pitching hung in there and did enough. You know, Mears going two innings when he's been depleted as much as anyone. You know, I give up the homer. Uribe continues. Koenig wiggled out and did a great job. And then, you know, even Alexander, who had been roughed up lately. You know, he had made some huge pitches, a huge time. And Freddie gave us five innings.
So the Brewers take the day off today. They will be in action coming up this weekend. What do we got? The 30th of May already on Friday tomorrow. They're going to be in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. So that means some early game times. 5:45 on Friday. We got 3:05 on Saturday and a 12:35 first pitch on Sunday. Brewers and Phillies. Brewer baseball right here. We have a busy day today. We're going to go back-to-back with tournament baseball and softball. Phillips traveling down to Clayton, Turtle Lake. We're going to recalibrate Jeff Hakenin's GPS. He went up to Iron River last night. I'm assuming he made it back or will be back soon. And he's going to head over to Clayton, Turtle Lake to bring you Phillips softball at 2 o'clock today right here. That's tournament softball regionals, round two. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to get Steve Jetland out at Armstrong Field, and he's going to bring you Shawamigan baseball as they're going to host Unity in their first tournament game. So back-to-back local games starting at 2 this afternoon. We might sandwich in a little bit of Greg Gunderson in between those two games today. All right, I want to welcome in a brand-new sponsor to the morning show. You've heard of the movies Fast and the Furious and stuff like that? Well, a brand new movie coming out that you might be interested in.
Coming soon to theaters. From the people who brought you Faster and Furiouser Part 8 or whatever, comes a movie that's not quite as exciting. A really patient driver stars in Medium Paced and Patient.
Wow, that guy just cut me off. That's okay. He's probably in a really big hurry.
Watch as the guy with the most patience ever totally lets everything slide.
Will you please go? We've been sitting at this four-way stop sign for like 20 minutes.
I just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to go.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Don't miss the medium paced and patient.
Wow, this guy's really riding my bumper. Let's go ahead and pull over the shoulder so he can safely go around. I'm sure he's a very nice man.
Coming soon to theaters.
All right, very nice. Just got a note here that the 2 o'clock game that I mentioned earlier, Phillips at Clayton Turtle Lake, is now going to be a 1:45 start time on that this afternoon. The umpires are going to do that game, and then they're going to go to another one, and they might go to another one. So a little earlier, 1:45 for the Phillips game this afternoon right here. You can listen at work on your computer at 98qcountry.com and on your Civic Media app. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's do that right now at 7:34.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Flambeau River YMCA has an update. Their parking lot closed yesterday at noon, and it will remain closed through Friday evening as they install their final layer of asphalt. Please plan to park on the side streets and use the north and south sidewalks to access the building. You will not be able to walk through the parking lot while it is closed. They appreciate your patience and understanding. Sunday, July 6th, right here in Park Falls, behind the high school, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to town. Showtimes are 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., and tickets are now available through the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Forward Bank, St. Croix Rods, Oh Dear Nutrition, and right here at 98Q Country. Once again, that's Sunday, July 6th, right here in Park Falls behind the high school at 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus. Headed to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot has details for anglers on the annual drain campaign.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
The Clean Boats, Clean Waters annual drain campaign runs June 6th through the 8th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jaire Alexander remains absent. While the team tries to renegotiate his contract, safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jaire back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm going to be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A local tournament baseball and softball resumed today around the Northwoods. Phillips did play yesterday. They went up to Iron River to take on Maple Northwestern. Maple wins that game to advance on. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles will be at home today at Armstrong Field. That is a 5 o'clock start time. Now, we've got Phillips softball today. They're going to be down in Clayton, Turtle Lake. That'll be a 1:45 game time today right here. We'll follow that up with a tournament baseball game of Shawamigan playing host to Unity this afternoon. So stay tuned for local coverage coming up this afternoon right here. We update you on our Shawamigan school, sports, and everything else. Kyle Cronin, district administrator, joins us every Thursday. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, kids are winding down here. We got a couple of days left. And
it is.
The excitement abound, and the buses are running here and there, and field trips and all that stuff, right?
Field trips and all that stuff. We had graduation on Saturday.
Yeah.
Went well, and it ended up being a nice day and a great ceremony. And certainly a shout out to our band and choir, our senior members of those organizations who performed for their last time for the school.
Yep.
Certainly congratulations and a good luck to all of our graduates now and their next steps in life.
Onward and upward. We still have a few final things going on here before we wrap up the season.
We are looking for an elementary teacher. So if anybody is interested, they can go to csdk12.net, our website, look under our employment opportunities page, and they will find that information.
Right.
We are looking for an assistant volleyball coach. I know we always talk about substitutes and things, but if folks are interested in substitute bus driving and whatnot and want to get that CDL, certainly contact Harold Herbst at our bus garage, and he can help folks with that process and explain what that takes.
All right.
Shawamigan High School, I don't have Joel, I have one announcement. Look at my sheet.
It's about done.
One announcement for Shawamigan High School. The last day is coming up next Wednesday, and it's a half day.
All right.
Our student council, we reformed a student council this year, had not been in existence for several years at the high school, but started again. And that group doing some activities on that last day. And again, it is a half day, folks. We will start dismissing with our middle school right around 12:11 p.m. They will have lunch. All of our students will have lunch. And then our dismissal times will follow as they normally would at the 3:11 time.
Okay.
So it'll be the middle school, then followed by high school at about 12:26, and then Park Falls Elementary, Glidden Elementary, right around the 12:30 time. Buses running about 3 hours early, folks, so keep that in mind.
All right.
Shawamigan North Campus, last day for middle school, after-school program for middle school is actually today. Eighth grade taking their class trip over to Metropolis Resort, doing some water slides. Joel, I heard maybe we should just show up and do some water slides.
Why not? Sure.
We've got on Tuesday, June 3rd, Shawamigan Middle School Awards at 1 o'clock and eighth grade promotion ceremony at 7. Our Glidden Elementary promotion at 10. On June 4th, 10 a.m. on June 4th, Park Falls Elementary School, the second grade headed over to Wildwood Wildlife Park today. Skate City for the fifth grade. Fifth grade was putting on a wax museum project the last couple of days.
Oh,
and I got to go in and check those out.
I remember those days. Yeah, that was
a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
First grade heading over to Wildwood tomorrow. Again, Joel, maybe we should do that.
Cannonball! Yeah. That's right.
Yep. we've got the fourth grade heading over to the waters. Summer school running June 9th through the 27th. You talked already about baseball. They are home tonight playing Unity in the playoffs. Folks, do remember there is an entry fee for our playoff games.
That's a WIAA policy.
Policy, yep. Track heading over to sectionals tomorrow at Colby. And we got quite a few of our athletes moving on from regionals to sectionals.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Our boys did a great job in regionals. So,
yeah.
And all the kids did. The girls did as well. I believe the boys took home on regional title.
Regional title, and the girls were second, yeah.
The girls were second. So, just some great results there. State track and field next weekend.
Hopefully have a few going on.
It's also my child's moving day in lacrosse next weekend, so I'm going to battle the state track meet and moving a child.
All right. And the school will still be hopping a little bit because summer school going on for a few weeks, and then after that, then the crew starts kind of getting...
Things winding down a little bit. Yeah, and I'm wondering, Joel, hopefully I can come visit you another week yet here or two, and then maybe take a little break for a couple weeks, and then we'll get back into it.
Sounds fabulous. All right, Kyle, thank you.
Thanks.
Good to see you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Shawamigan Schools. Everybody winding down their schools either later this week or next week.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating, a premier Midwest corporation, fully automated electroplating job shop for all commercial plating.
Oh, yeah, Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned 3/4 tons, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell. And we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's in Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home, with a home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain, as long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. WheelwayAutos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or stop on down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin.
Real estate auction ends June 1st. Own a piece of the country, 68 acres with a classic farmstead, barn, machine shed, three-car garage, and two newer storage sheds. Located at 15588 Elmwood Drive, Butternut, Wisconsin. Bid now at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports proudly salutes the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. Located Highway 182 East in Park Falls, Wisconsin, J&A knows what it means to run full throttle, and this class has done just that. From boats to bikes, ATVs to UTVs, J&A services it all. Just like the class took on every challenge, with rentals, repairs, and a loaded performance showroom, J&A congratulates the class of 2025. Keep riding high, Screaming Eagles!
Every yesterday is a memory of dreams. Every tomorrow, a vision of hope. And the folks at Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips wish the graduating class of Phillips High School a whole world of happiness and success in your new journey. Forward Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice-looking Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. Just an outside chance of a shower. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, warmer with more sun than clouds, highs in the lower 80s, also a bit on the breezy side. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
country side. Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need. And nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Zach Brown Band, 98Q Country. Good Thursday to you. A little cloud cover out there. We will see some sunshine today. And maybe some scattered rain showers here and there. But I think all in all, you'll enjoy it. We're going to bring you a doubleheader of high school sports this afternoon. Phillips is going to travel down to Turtle Lake to take on Clayton Turtle Lake. This is a second round of regionals. We'll have that for you. 1:45 now, the start time. A little bit early. Umpires are going to be pulling double duty, doing another game too. So they're going to start at 1:45. Then 5 o'clock, that'll be with Jeff Haken. And 5 o'clock, Steve Jetland will make his way down to Armstrong Field as Shawamigan plays host to Unity. Shawamigan a 5 seed, Unity the 12 seed. So Shawamigan looking to advance on to next week. We wish the best to our area track athletes as they prepare for sectionals tomorrow. Most of them running in Colby, Lakeland running in another division. But everything tomorrow. And then state track will be the following weekend. And our golf teams will be out on the courses, the Prentice and Lakeland golfers. They'll be sharpening up their games this weekend as they have their sectionals early next week. And it depends on which one it is, but it's usually Tuesday, Wednesday in that range. So we wish the best to our Prentice and Lakeland golfers as they advance on. And both looking to advance on to state once again this year. Prentice going... going to go back-to-back for a nice showing last year. Very strong team. We'll get to all of our news again coming up at 8 o'clock. Birthdays again at 8:30. Our keyword, we're giving away a pair of Brewer tickets for a week from tomorrow, June 6th, for the Brewer game against the Padres. If that works out for you and you'd like to have a pair of tickets, text us right now through the Civic Media app. Free to put on your Android or iPhone, by the way. CIVIC, just go to your Play Store and type in Civic Media, and there you go. And tap on 98Q text, and Brewers B-R-E-W-E-R-S. Brewers, get that to us sometime today for a chance to win that pair of tickets here with 98Q Country. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B Appliance Center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
98Q Country.
Say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? It's turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking,